spaceman is the one who goes space and rocket. You gotta be able to see really far to do that job.
How we doing today?
Okay. America, America, welcome.
Are you loving life? Are you enjoying what's going on? Have you watched something that you've seen many times before, over and over again? Yes,
we understand. For the bingers of the podcast, we know we need no introduction, but for the new people, I'm Silas Matthews.
I'm Big Asshole Lou. We're here to try to break up the monotony.
Maybe you should change it to Big Lou the Asshole.
No.
Because the other way infers something physical about you.
You gotta give them what they got. You gotta let them believe the dream.
Big black hole Lou.
The black hole.
Black hole Lou.
You've been watching, I know you haven't, but if you have, you'd be loving it. What We Do in the Shadows, have you seen that yet?
No. Is that a...
Man.
What We Do in the Shadows? I'm going to write that down. That sounds like my type of show.
Bro. It's about vampires, right? One of the vampires is...
Autistic?
No, but he doesn't drain your blood. He drains your energy. So it's just... Man, you got to see it, man. His name's Colin. So he shows up, like, it's just funny, man. They'll be like, oh, man, ravens are here. Oh, that's a bad sign. And then, like, Colin will walk up like, hey, guys, what's going on?
Then he'll explain the raven?
No, I mean, yeah, you'll know that he's the bad sign that's coming, you know. So it's pretty solid, man. You got to check it out.
I called Paul Wolf the other day a time vampire.
He is a time vampire. And guess what? Guess who will be on the show tomorrow?
What?
Podcast
the legend?
Friday with Paul Wolf. Yes, the vice president of the I Love Trump fan club, which is headed up by Keith Ross, as we all know. Keith Ross and Paul Wolf are doing a documentary about the Trumpster, from what I understand. It's called Dumpster Fire.
If they were going to do a movie, I thought it would be called Lame. L-A-M-E.
There you go. Paul Wolf, tomorrow. Get excited.
I like Paul Wolf.
Rhetoric on the highest levels.
Are we calling Keith Ross, too? Let's have Keith Ross help me out with music tomorrow.
You want to do that?
Yeah.
But Paul was excited about helping you out with music tomorrow. We like made a promise.
Paul and I aren't going to be able to do music.
I think you guys can.
He challenged me to a technical fight.
He would destroy you.
And somehow I
he's
inadvertently
an idiot
was doing something different and...
He's an idiot quasi savant.
Agreed to it.
He's more really idiot than out. Savant, but he's an idiot savant, no matter the way you look
heavier
at it.
Heavier on the idiot?
Yeah, absolutely. In a good way.
I had a lot of my conservative friends listen to the podcast.
They liked it.
They said that he was full of shit.
Oh, shit. You hear that? I hope you listen to this.
That's a shout out to you, Paul Wolf.
Shots fired,
for
man.
Being full of shit.
Smell that? Fucking smoke. Pussy fucking smoke.
Oh,
goddamn, pussy shots fired. Yeah, your pussy's on fire with that smell. Paul Wolf, Tesla driver, engineer, Trump supporter.
A Model 3.
One of these three.
A Model 3.
One of these things isn't correct.
Like, I thought he had a real Tesla.
Man, I thought he had a fucking Tesla that, like, he pulled the back seats out of, stripped it down for weight, was like that old guy that was popping Viagra all day, just got a hard-on for you in every kind of way, creeping up on you at the damn red light and just blowing your fucking doors off. You're like, what the fuck just happened to me? And he blogs about it. Have you ever read his blog, his Facebook page? It's a magic. It's a fucking retard
so
circus.
So tomorrow when we give him a hard time about the Tesla, because we'll always give him a hard time about Tesla.
Yeah, what you should do is
it was faster than my Porsche. Watch, I'm going to drop. Well, you obviously had a shitty Porsche.
No, what you got to do is just go back through his Facebook page and find some things to just harass him about.
See, his time vampire, it spilled over into this episode. We're talking about Paul Wolf for some reason.
We'll
have enough of him tomorrow.
It's a pandemic. We got Wolf on everything.
Wolf on Wolf on Wolf?
Wolf on Wolf on Wolf. Never forget the Paul Wolf story. He's gonna tell you a story once again about sandwiches. You're gonna hear the. You're gonna hear some.
Oh, he's got that timing down though.
You're gonna hear some doozies that you've heard before. So if you like doozies, little diddles that you've heard before, man, we got you tomorrow, folks. Excitement levels are high.
Then maybe Ding Dong can help me with music.
No way. No way. That's too much sauce right there.
Too much sauce.
So what were you talking about? You're trying to see what kind of permits you got to get or some kind of investigation into doing a human zoo? Or is that?
Well, we were talking about the different types of midgets, and I had brought up that, you know, what are the tiny ones called? Like the super tiny ones?
And how? First off, not the normal, how do you not like know the answer to this?
Because if
I was in a life depended on it situation to know this information, you would be like my go-to. Just get Silas on the line.
It's kind of disrespectful the way I handle my knowledge about midgets, even though I'm so into them.
I mean, they look up to you.
Well, yeah.
They definitely look up to you.
I'm always looking down on them.
That literally. You are. Treat the midgets kind of rough, man. What if they... Okay, remember that the giant...
You know what? With the downturn in employment, this is going to be a great time to get a band of them together for...
Yeah, but here's the problem. Now you got people... People need money so bad, there's a lot of fake midgets out there.
You can't fake a midget, though. Just like you can't fake steak at Longhorn. You can't fake a midget.
Oh, dude, you can definitely fake a midget. Think about it, man. Yeah, you got these fake panhandlers that are hopping in like their brand new Jeep Cherokee or whatever. Just telling you, man. When the midget, if the midget game gets weird, man, I don't know what you're gonna do. How do you recover from that?
You're right. I bought a faulty midget one time. I wasn't very happy about it.
What's the return policy on a midget?
Nothing. The guy drove off in his Jeep, and I was pissed.
I wonder if they do like the circus situation. I wonder if there's like a revolving.
That's what I was thinking. I was gonna put that golf simulator thing in my basement.
Did you?
Now I'm thinking I'm gonna carve out that area for a human zoo.
Which makes a lot of sense. But here's a question. All right, so you got like, I believe one time you sent me a link to a band of like Kiss midgets or something of that nature. So you ever thought about like hiring there's them every and just parody giving them the
of
wrong address?
Every parody of Normal Life, there's a midget parody of it.
Really? What's your favorite midget band?
I think his name's Tiny. My favorite midget man. I did like the movie about Ergay from Fantasy Island. What was his name? Ergay Vilacek.
The plane.
Yeah, that guy. That was a hell of a movie that HBO put on about his life.
Really?
They had the midget dude from Game of Thrones play him. It was a great show.
The Dwink? The little Dwink, whatever?
It was called
Dwinkle?
I forgot what it was called. Mm. And now they're remaking Fantasy Island, or they were going to. It's going to be like a horror.
Yeah, but I mean, you, white suit, white cowboy hat, little midget dressed just like you, riding around a golf cart. How do you beat that? That's the kind of island that I want to see. I want to pull up and land in a airboat, and then boom, I get off the dock, and there's you and your little outfit with your little mini you. That's the kind of fantasy island I want to go to. I can imagine the casinos that you're running there. I can imagine the rules. That's the place I want to go. That's my kind of fantasy island.
I'm kind of digging that vision, Lou. I'm digging that vision.
Well, it costs a lot less to feed all of
them. I wonder if you do like a golf cart with a sidecar on it. I've never seen one of those, but that'd be great.
What if you did a golf cart train and you just pulled the little midgets around everywhere? Because it'd be weird.
Each one of them has like a different act, almost like when you see the zoo come to town.
Yeah,
hey, look, you could do lions. Oh, it's elephants.
You could do a parade.
It's the world's strongest man.
You could do a parade, and they'd be all on their like little bikes and stuff trying to keep up with you as you jog.
Yeah, that'd be pretty fun.
Or you could get...
You know, there's a shitload of money in owning a circus, too. Like a shit ton.
Really? How much?
I met a guy who worked at Mercedes one time, and he came in, and... He put on his credit app. He made like $2 million a year.
What kind of circus? But
it was something entertainment, and he looked like a creepy. I'm like, hey, man, are you doing porn? He goes, no, even better. I own a circus.
Damn.
And he had like six rides. So he went to not so not so high trafficked areas of the United States and through these fairs.
Mm-hmm.
And these fucking people went nuts.
What was the
like
name
they
of
went and did payday loans? You know, like a you know the Georgia State Fair down in Perry?
Yeah.
Did you know that, like, economically that whole area for a period of time, I think it's for like 2 months following the fair. Like they're like nobody buys anything after the fair came to town because everybody took out these high interest rate payday loans to go to the fair with their family.
You're fucking with me.
It's a real new thing. I mean, people go bankrupt over corn dogs down there.
Jesus Christ, man.
Not to mention all the cool food you can do.
Listen.
Because there's no, like, you don't have, like, a... You don't have to have any nutritional value with fair food. You could just come up with, like, the craziest shit and sell it for a...
Well, that's where I originally had some of the craziest shit ever. The first time I ever had a deep-fried Oreo, Twinkie, deep-fried anything was at the fair. Fair food, I mean, sometimes you do all right, man. The worst gyro I've ever had in my life, I've had at a fair.
The worst one?
Yes. Oh, my God. It was like waterlogged. You ever had a waterlogged gyro?
No.
Yeah, think about that. Yeah. Just imagine, like, just dripping.
Like they boiled it?
Dude, yeah. You ever had boiled meats? You ever been to someone's house and they're like, yeah, I boiled this. Let me get some boiled chicken.
Although I will say, over New Year's,
you had some boiled.
My buddy made a pot of, like, meat and sauerkraut. It was like some type of like Polish tradition. It was phenomenal.
Huh. Okay.
We ate on it boiled for like meat. 3 days down there.
What's your favorite boiled food?
Favorite boiled food?
Favorite boiled food.
God. Exactly. That's about time you'd use the right sound effect for the right environment. I mean,
all right, we're gonna go with hot dogs.
No, I do like a low country boil. That's my favorite boil food.
Yeah, I was gonna go lobster, asshole.
I've eaten the claws and the tail, but I've never partaken in the asshole of the lobster. Well, I guess it's built into the tail, right? So maybe I have inadvertently.
You've definitely ate a lobster ass in your life.
Eaten a lobster ass.
Yeah. You got lobster ass written all over you, no offense. I'm a big fan of the lobster. Like everybody knows that there's a watermelon and lobster eating contest, and you need a sure-handed winner, man.
What about Papado's?
I love Papado's. Their fried shrimp's the best. What I don't love about Papado's is the prize. If I take you to Papado's, it means I like you.
I mean, you can't have, like, all-you-can-eat lobster for, like, $19.99. And that doesn't exist.
Yes, you can.
They're called crawfish, bitches.
Listen, I'm going to get...
Tiny lobsters.
I want to talk about a situation called Billy Wong's. Orlando, Florida. There used to be a buffet called Billy Wong's. It was like $45. Prime rib, lobster, crab legs. Boy. It was a game changer, bro. I found her. Game changer. That place...
It was like Joe Exotic got the meat. He sourced the meat for it.
Ah, man. This shit was... A1, man. I know when they saw me coming in that door, man, they wanted to lock the door. Seriously. They're like, oh, this fucking guy.
Like, loser. That's going to be a loser.
This fucking guy. We're not making money off of this fucking guy. And then they see me get out the car with, like, the puff of smoke following me, too, as they know I, like, fucking challenged up for the challenge. Like, thought about it, prepared. Then I come in there and I just fucking raped the goddamn buffet.
You cannonball run that bitch.
Bro, I tried to pull a chair up to that motherfucker. Save me walking fucking like. Remember one time in Gainesville, Georgia, I literally got kicked out of a damn buffet. Chinese buffet, man. You go now. You go now. No need for that.
Didn't Louis Anderson do a skit like that back in the day? You go now. You've been here a full hour. That was the fat Mexican guy on Comedy Central.
Fluffy Gonzalez?
Fluffy. The guy, didn't he pass away?
No. He's actually lost weight and he's in a bunch of stuff now. Remember when Joe Rogan destroyed Carlos Mancini's fucking life on stage at the Comedy Store?
Nope.
Oh, man. That was a super, super time in life. You get bored, check that out. Like, if we were showing video right now and it was streaming, I'd play the thing for you and be like, oh, man. I look forward to the days where I get to play you guys' stuff and tell you what I think about it.
We're balling on a budget right now. We're going to have videos shortly.
Oh, dude, get excited. YouTube listeners, I know you love it.
Both of them. Both of them are going to be pumped.
We're on like 7 different platforms now. iPod listeners, you can do it on the iTunes, Spotify, Anchor, etc., etc. So
did you say iPod?
The iPod listeners. You got an iPod, you load it up with some podcasts, and you get out there and hop on your Pelotons and whatnot and just go get it.
Whoa, 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 whoa.
Get it, get it, get it.
That's what they call a transition statement. So this Peloton and me, we're having daily battles.
Tell them who's won today. You made sensors go off, right?
Yeah, so they give you like a heart rate monitor, obviously for lawsuits when you're my age. And they got like a scale with a red light on the end. And I was blinking the shit out of that red light today.
Did you get an AARP discount on the purchase?
I'm not 50 yet, Lou. I'm 46. Oh, as much.
Oh, that's just asking. Well, are you above it? Are you above discounts now?
No, I just can't qualify for the AARP.
I'd be 56 real quick. Save me 15. I get to shop an hour earlier at Publix. I'm as old as you want me to be.
It's funny you say that. My dog ate my glasses a couple months ago. So I went to go get a new pair. And normally him and I go through this routine where I have a medical insurance card, but I didn't bring it with me.
Oh, you guys, he hits you with a side deal?
He's like, hey, man.
Meet me around the corner. I got some.
He's like, you know, all you have to do is tell me that you're a member of AARP. I'm like, fuck you, charge me more money.
Damn.
So he charged me like $30 more for the glasses because I wouldn't say I was over 50.
You're doing it wrong.
I felt insulted.
I would have said I was over 50 to get a discount on a crystal. Just telling you. Hey, if you're over 50, you get 10% off this 12-pack of tacos. I'd be like, man, I'm 73.
Guess discount. You just aged 30 years.
Dude, I'm a time machine. I will call Jedi. Go where I need
no,
to
go. No, no. Let's try to keep Jedi contained to at least maybe just 2 or 3 episodes.
No. I'm telling you, I can call Jedi at any point in time if I need to travel through time. He has the keys to the car. So he's like the Doc Brown of the hallucinogenic world. So. Can't be mad at that.
You'd be like the Marty? You'd be the Marty?
McFly in the house. This was the last time... You guys out there been to Vegas, man. I wonder what the Vegas situation is looking like with the pandemic and whatnot. I can't imagine it being too fantastic.
I think it just sucks like everywhere else right now. You know, Texas is wide open. Texas doesn't have a stay at shelter-in-place rule. My buddy just flew down there. And when he got off the plane, he didn't realize. They told him, they said, he took down his driver's license, and they said, all right, you have to quarantine. Where are you going to be quarantining at? We need you to quarantine for 14 days. And if we come by this address and you're not there, we have your driver's license, and we're going to cite you a $1,000 fine and possibly throw you in jail with the people that have all the coronavirus. So.
Yo, 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 Pat.
What? It's Pat.
Hey.
What are you doing?
Can you hear me?
Can you hear me? That's the better question.
Can you hear? Can you yeah, hear yeah. us, Pat? Can you hear us?
I can hear you.
Awesome.
What's the Vegas pandemic situation looking like? How are you guys handling Operation Lockdown?
We're handling it. We're hanging out. The strip's totally shut down. Everybody just keeps posting pictures of completely empty Las Vegas Strip, which is really
are the lights still on the Strip, or is it just dark because they're like we're shutting everything down?
You know, every casino's got some like corny like line like our doors are closed but our hearts are open. You know, they all got some like corny line like that or something going on. I've seen the Wynn had a really nice like they turned on the lights in a fancy display, which is kind of cool looking. But you know, it's kind of weird.
Have you not went and rented a bunch of exotic cars and did like races and all kind of you know Mad Max Beyond Thunderdome shit out there in the Red Canyons and whatnot?
I have rented exotic cars. I have not.
Why aren't you
driven
out there right
in
now?
Mad Max type scenarios?
Just saying, why are you not out there in the desert right now with a gaggle of hookers and just? I mean, the hookers ain't doing no business right now. You should round them up. Get a bunch of exotic cars and do some fucking Fast and Furious nonsensical bullshit in the desert.
That's a really great idea, honestly.
I'm just saying.
Yeah, then, I wonder where all of the you know, I have some pimp clientele.
How many hookers?
They seem like everything's going fine.
Are the hookers? So you're saying the hookers aren't filing for unemployment?
Well, they're probably not abiding by the rules. I just gotta think.
Yeah,
maybe it's still booming.
That's a good question. Too bad we.
Maybe they're booming through the drought.
Yeah, maybe this is their strong time, up season. I don't know.
What are the strippers doing? Live shows?
Are they just everybody's the webcam?
Yeah, or maybe
webcams.
Yeah, webcams have got to be way up right now, right?
I don't know, Silas. Are they?
I don't know, Lou. Are they?
I don't know. I'm going to you on this one.
Anything that has to do with porn, he always like hands it off like a dirty baton to me.
Oh, trying to give you.
No, it seems like all the.
Because I'm the only honest one of us too.
Are kind
of
up.
How's the music? What's
what? No, all the street hustlers and everything? They're probably up right now. Everybody's, you know, all the businesses are, you know, the dispensaries are open and everything, but still, like, people don't want to go out.
Oh,
so,
are you telling me that I can still buy shitty, overpriced weed in Vegas? Oh, Lord. I didn't know that was possible. Does it make you upset?
Yeah, but, you know, convenience is king. So they're going to always go.
Do you get upset when you go to Cali and you buy bud and you think about what you have to deal with on a day-to-day basis at the dispensaries in Vegas?
Well, it's not cheap in Cali. Cali's expensive as fuck.
No, nowhere as expensive as Vegas. Vegas, the quality and the price is bullshit.
Right, because they're all growing it in state. It has to be grown in state, so it's all desert weed.
I could have swore you guys were going to get Tom Brady. I could have sworn.
Oh, really? No way.
You guys are going to he's going to Vegas.
No way.
I was kind of surprised at Tampa Bay, but I didn't think that we had a snowball chance in hell.
Look at all the wide receivers. He's getting to play with down there, man. Mike Evans and all that. That's pretty all right.
I thought he was going to go to San Diego just because of you know, his girl and stuff, probably Southern California and everything.
Everybody thought he was going to get a San Diego.
So he's the quarterback and the general manager, I heard.
He's Peyton Manning, baby. But, I mean, that's an interesting team. How many interceptions did Jameis Winston throw? 30?
He definitely led the league.
He killed it, man. But, you know.
He was averaging, what, 2 a game?
A lot of those weren't on him, supposedly. I saw some breakdown the other day of it, but. But I mean, what more could Brady want than Tampa Bay, man? You get to do your spring training or, you know, your camp over there at the Worldwide of Sports. You're in Tampa, baby. You get to go to the beach, St. Pete, Clearwater.
Yeah, and the whole situation's just got to be more fun. You know what I mean? It's like such a.
Yeah. Dude, you're up in Massachusetts.
Jail in New England.
Wicked. It's fucking wicked up here. It's fucking wicked cold. Hey, Tom, let's go to the fucking bar. It's fucking wicked. It's wicked day.
Now he's in fucking.
How do you like those apples?
The same, man. He's at the beach now. He's on Chill Street. Like, what are you doing? Oh, I think me and the lady are going to go down the beach.
Me and Gazelle are going to.
We're just going to go ball.
We're going to nudist a little bit.
Just saying.
Yeah, Tampa's great. I love there's a place called Pinky's Diner, a breakfast spot in Tampa. I love that place.
There's a Pinky's in Miami Beach, too.
My name.
Pinky's, a couple of Pinky's.
It has no relation to Pinky's hot dogs or Pink's hot dogs.
No.
Because it's Pink's in L.A.
What's your absolute favorite food to eat in Vegas?
Tough, because my absolute favorite food all the time is pizza. But
now then you're screwed, huh?
No, I had some great pizza. I had some great pizza in Vegas.
Chicago. There's some Chicago pizza places and stuff. It's not too bad. But Vegas is cool. It's like there's all types of food. So it's just kind of like what you're into is so many restaurants. There's a lot of good Asian food out here. I eat Chinese food. People like to eat Thai food a lot out here. So there's a lot of good Thai restaurants.
What brought you to Vegas originally?
I came out to Vegas to work on the DJ Paul solo album when 36 Mafia split up. Initially, when Juicy J signed his solo deal, Paul was still putting out like solo albums by himself, and then he did the Mafia 6, which was like everybody except for Juicy or whoever was still around and rapping.
Just so I can clarify real quick for everybody, we're referring to the 36 Mafia, the rap group out of Tennessee. We're not referring to Silas's midget gang, so I just wanted to get that straight.
So yeah, well, I finally put that game together.
We're gonna fuck them up. I'm gonna call them out on social media.
Yeah, he wants to challenge threes. He wants to challenge Country Black and all of them to a throwdown with his midget gang. So I don't think you understand.
I'm gonna bring a lot of them. I'm not just gonna bring like three or four.
Yeah. See, if I was 3-6, I would just throw Lil White out there as like a bomb. You know, slit Lil White. How many midgets you think Lil White alone is gonna take out? You know. So.
Oh yeah, Lil White. You just let him do his thing for a while.
Yeah, you come out there and all the damn crazy. All the midgets are passed out.
I'm gonna dress them up as like young kids though, like children, so they feel bad throwing a right hook.
Oh man.
And in that moment of hesitation, they're going down.
Oh, man, I'll last.
Did you hear that 36 Mafia?
Dude, I feel go some 36.
I think they listen to the show, don't they?
Like, we have affiliations. That's all I'm gonna say. Just like you do, and your midget mafia.
I'll send it to Paul.
I saw Paul. He was at NAMM. I'm sure you saw him as well.
Oh, he was.
Yeah.
I did not see him in NAMM. I was calling him too. We were gonna go over to his house and hang out and make records, but man, it was a busy
time. That sounds
time.
Exciting, man. Man, maybe one time we can go with you guys and hang out and mix records.
Yeah, let's do it. No, I'll make it happen.
No,
for sure.
I don't ever want to do that. It's sarcasm. I got to deal with enough music stuff in my group chats. Damn. And things of that nature, Pat. I'm not an engineer, Pat. I just know.
You probably hate them in there, huh? You want to be moving around.
Man, I don't stay in there. I go, what's up? I say, how's everybody doing? I give everybody dabs, tell them how much I think highly of them. I try to provide value, and then I get the fuck on. I go somewhere where I can smoke copious amounts of fucking weed in legal states. And drive cars.
It's kind of a sensitive group from time to time.
Oh, dude, the engineers.
They don't like it when we do all the. They don't like it when we do the comedy. It almost shuts the group down.
Yeah.
Then we have to like back the pedal off and go. All right.
So for the record, I just want to talk about. So Silas posted a thing of a midget with a big old midget schlong and all this other stuff in a engineer group chat, and you can't do that, man. Those guys have never seen, you know, midget cocks before. They don't get to.
They sit in front of a computer all day. They don't experiment.
Oh, man, not like that, man. They want to see, you know, nerd stuff. And,
well,
and you hit them with midget dicks, bro.
Well, fucking shame on them. They should have seen a midget dick by now.
Well,
I mean, I had never seen one till I saw
Silas it. Literally changed the clip bait game forever. Like literally, it doesn't even exist anymore.
And then right after that, Dave Pensado chimed in with. I read every single thing that's in this chat.
Well, Pensado's no danger. No stranger.
Pensado's
danger,
got a
so.
Pensado's got a deep, dark sense of humor.
Oh yeah,
so.
If it was up to him, God knows. Look, we got
that was his way of asking for more. Awesome.
Yeah,
he's like, I read everything, and I still haven't left the group.
No,
look,
people
do enjoy the midget stuff, man. That's kind of your thing, man. Any of the
aside from being naked and his dick hitting his hips, he was kind of adorable.
I never saw it.
He looked like a small. He looked like an actor.
Yeah,
a small actor. I forgot his name.
Yeah,
I have to pull it up now.
Don't do it, man. You can't even deliver.
Shut up.
Pat, save him. Pat, come in here and save Silas. He needs your help.
I once worked with a major little person, and he was awesome. And he was slanging pipes, I'm telling you.
He was playing
all the girls. Oh, yeah. He was drinking. He had a big-ass red truck, and he was taking home girls every weekend.
We got a friend of ours that was telling me a story not
too
long ago.
Did you see a big red truck or a big red wagon?
Oh, no, no.
How do you drive the big red
truck? Big-ass red truck. He had a pedal adjuster. Yeah.
Huh. So it must have looked like stilts.
You ever seen a midget on a crotch rocket? That's always impressive.
Yeah.
I'm telling you, it's a thing, man. I saw him pull up at a Quick Trip, and man, he like let the bike fall over, and he like, I don't know, it was impressive. So, yeah, I mean, like fell over on the kickstand.
I know.
Like, he had a system.
Yeah, you'd figure it out after a while. It's, you know, any sort of thing like that won't take long. It'd be just.
Is the studio at the Palms open, or what's up with that?
No, Palms is closed for at least a month. The whole the whole casino is closed. The tech can go up there, the nerdy tech, Brent. But, no one else can. Everybody's scrambling. Everybody's recording in garages and everything.
I love the Palms. You got a great story about the Palms. Yeah.
Tell us the story.
Went to a Hugh Hefner's birthday party, his 75th or 70th birthday party. I met the man.
What?
I met the man.
Wow.
My buddy was getting married to a lady. Sound like I'm in medieval times. My buddy was getting married to a lady. Anyways, her dad was a longtime Playboy photographer. And he got us up in the exclusive little party. I thought it was exclusive, but then it was one of those things where it was kind of for show, too. They still had the reality TV show going on. It was the 70th, 70th yeah. or 70, 75th.
With the girls or whatnot.
Yeah. Yeah, it was a good time. I met the man.
Magic in the
Was
story.
He tall?
No, he's like a, no, he's tall? Probably like, what, 5'9", something like that? He wasn't tall at all.
Yeah, he's not tall. He was not tall, I should say. I miss you. What a classy guy. That man lived the dream, man. Who would you rather be?
What?
Here's a question for you. Dan Brazilian or Hugh Hefner?
God. Hugh Hefner, easy.
What about you, Norris?
I don't know, man.
You got guns. You got some super badass bitches. You're traveling the world.
Those Ignite models,
oh yeah,
those stop me dead in my tracks on Instagram every single time. Oh, they're gorgeous.
Oh man,
they're almost surreal. They're like a bunch of Natalie's running around.
He does a great job,
Natalie. If you're listening,
oh Lord, please don't talk about Natalie.
Just let you know, I'm watching. I'm watching everything, Natalie.
Oh man, there's this Russian. She's a Russian. I don't want to give her no more Instagram followers than she needs, man. She's this Russian model that Silas is madly in love with. And then not too long ago, we discovered some very interesting videos of her that kind of took away everything that we were wanting to imagine.
We're
not
like, wow.
Me, but Silas. But I kind of took him right to the promised land on that one. I was like, so if you wanted to know, check this out. So, but, I mean, his love of Natalie will never die. So. And I can't blame him. I mean, she's a very beautiful Russian lady with dragon tattoos. So,
and she's a DJ.
Supposedly.
Everyone's a DJ in Russia.
Yeah, I mean.
every Instagram model's a DJ.
Really?
Yeah, if you guys want to hire some playlist DJs, I know a few. Everybody loves a playlist DJ. Anybody can do it. You too. We should do like a DJ school, just like we do a bartending school. Save up money, come to the big unlimited school of DJing. We get Cut Chemist and guys like that. We get Magic Mike, Cut Chemist, all those guys to teach you the ropes. Have an online course. Anybody can teach you.
Then you're DJ school out here.
Why are we not doing that?
I don't know.
That's a question.
Birthday parties, bar mitzvahs. You ready? We're rolling with you, you know?
So are you a Pat, are you a Skype or a Zoom guy? I haven't tried the Zoom
Skype,
platform.
I guess.
I haven't tried the Zoom platform. Yeah, but everybody's
I haven't either. Everybody's been talking about.
Here's your better question. What's your thoughts on the movie Cobra?
Well, the movie what?
Cobra. Sylvester Stallone.
Oh. I love all Stallone action movies. I love all crazy,
You don't remember the movie where he was fighting the punk rock guys from outer space? It was pretty intense.
I can't remember exactly. I've seen a lot of those, though.
The one with the big jaw, and he had that knife with the... He had that knife that looked like a small axe.
No, I'm not down with it.
What's your favorite action movie, Pat?
I like to go back.
You're trying to intimidate your daughter's boyfriend. What movie are you guys watching together?
Ooh. That's a good one. That makes me think about a lot of different things.
What's your movie, Lou? Give him some time to think
about it. Jaws? Question.
Yeah.
How do you beat Jaws?
You're going to watch Jaws with your daughter's boyfriend?
Yeah. Because I want that dun-dun-dun always be in your head. Either that or Halloween. And I talk about, like, I give them my perspective of how I would hide out in the bushes and how I would handle it, how I would murder them.
Like Halloween, Friday the 13th.
What? Fuck that, man. How many times we got to go over this? We'll do a vote. Pat, you're in a goddamn fight. You only got one guy you can choose, right? We're playing, never mind. Redo this question. We're playing pickup basketball. We're playing pickup basketball. We're playing 21. Oh, we're not playing 21. We're playing 2-on-2. Who do you take? You taking Mike Myers or you taking Jason? Who would you rather have in those situations? All hell breaks out. You get pulled over by the cops. Who do you want to be in this fight with you?
I guess Mike Myers?
God damn right.
I kind of feel like Mike Myers.
Mike is powered by demon forces. He's unstoppable.
His face is too pleasant, though.
He's got a William Shatner Star Trek mask.
Why didn't they choose him to fight the Predator?
Mike Myers? Because he costs too much.
Yeah, that's it.
Jason's cheap. Jason, you can hire. Watch this. We can call Jason right now. His ass would do it for toilet
paper. He's available for parties?
Bro, Jason's broke ass ain't doing shit. Freddie may be doing some shit. Mike Myers is probably running some shit. That little fantasy island that you were talking about earlier? Yeah. What if Mike Myers was there? Midgets?
Those were actually scary, too. Like, I never thought those Jason movies were scary. He was just kind of silly with the machete and everything.
Dude, it was so corny. Mike was some stuff that could happen to you, you know?
Right.
I mean, and then he had his psychiatrist chasing him everywhere. You know how weird that would be if Silas's psychiatrist showed up at the house looking for him? We got to find Silas. At any given time, he's going to snap. The city's in danger. I'd be like, what the fuck?
Especially the midgets.
Did you text him?
Especially the midgets. The midgets are in danger. Where's Silas at?
How much? What would Silas do to defend his midgets and defend his honor on Midget Island? What if Doc Antle came and invaded Midget Island? How hard would you fight? And what would you do if your midgets had to, like, how could you strategize midgets? Like, you got to have some techniques. Shetland ponies? You bring them in a little ponies? Like, what's your move?
I like that. They're riding on Shetland ponies.
I'm afraid that Silas is having a stroke right now.
I mean, I guess that sounds cool. Shetland ponies.
I mean, I'm asking you. You tell us.
I mean, I
you would just look Doc Antle just.
I'm more into the exploitation of midgets than the defending of midgets.
You're gonna fucking die. Doc Antle's gonna take you out. You don't even have a fucking thought process on how you would try to defeat that situation. Doc Antle, man, he's got mainly chicks.
So, like, if I go overboard if we're on a carnival cruise one day again in the near future, and I'm with my midget friends, and me and a midget go overboard, and they forget us, and we're sitting there in the water for a while, I'm probably slitting his throat and chumming the water with that little son of a bitch for a snack for the sharks.
So you would purposely bring sharks to come and kill you guys? That makes a lot of sense.
Well, they're coming anyway.
Let me tell you what I would do.
They're coming anyway.
If I'm on this island, I'm putting the little people in a cannon. You got tons of little people. You figure out how many little people you got to shoot out of a cannon to take them out as they're coming on the beach, man. I mean, I got to imagine a midget coming at you at a couple hundred miles an hour is going to sting like a bitch. You know what I'm saying? Like, think about how bad a beanbag, gun shoots when they hit you with rubber bullets. Just imagine taking a midget to the fucking, like, right in the gut, 246 miles an hour. How do you think that'd feel?
Pat, you think, be heavy too, you know? That's 100, 150, pounds coming at you with that kind of force.
Yeah, man. I'm still trying to find the 400 pounders. They're out there somewhere.
Damn it, you beat me to it.
There's like a Sasquatch. 400
pound midget?
Yeah.
Exactly. I had the same tone in my voice, and he's like, what?
No, it could be done.
There's no way there's a 400 pound
midget. It could be done. Look at. Damn it, man. What's a good example? All right, remember in Weird Science? When Chet got turned into that thing.
Piece of shit.
Yeah. See how wide he was versus how tall?
He easily
weighed. So I'm just saying, if you could find a midget that had kind of similar body proportion, you're coming in pretty hard on that one. So.
You're nowhere near 400 pounds.
I just feel like
if you're 400.
No way.
You got to have big legs and all that. If you're 400, though, I feel like
it could happen. We could genetically listen. We could breed a 400-pound midget.
I think your
ankles
snap around 300 at that size.
We could breed them. I'm telling you, Silas.
I'm googling that. That's it,
dude. I've googled it before.
Heaviest? No, you didn't. Because
I didn't Google 400-pound midget before.
I bet you all the money that you have. There's no 400-pound midget out there.
Okay, that's not what we said. You just said that I've never Googled that. You're a goddamn fool. You don't want to go through my Google.
And you're
history.
Still arguing, and you didn't find it. So why is that?
He's like the goddamn Sasquatch. He's like Bigfoot. They exist. You just don't see them, man. They're like unicorns. 400-pound midgets, there's one out there. There's one out there. I'm going to find him.
I don't think there's one.
I don't give a fuck what you think. There's a goddamn 400-pound midget out there.
You probably have better luck finding a 300-pound one and then treat them like veal for about 9 months, getting them up to 400.
Treating them like veal.
Yeah, the biggest one I can find is 164 right now.
Yeah, not even close. Exactly.
Dude, you're not even looking at the right place. Man, are you a big
I'm
midget?
I'm so happy you came on the show, Pat. Put an end.
I just typed in 400-pound midget.
Nonsense.
I just want all the midget associations to just boycott Silas. That's all I'm asking for. I'm with you, midgets. I believe in you guys. I'm here to support your cause. Anyway, anyhow, let's do this. Midget mass.
Yeah, the little people I've been around are the coolest people ever. Yeah.
Exactly. I don't know why the whole thing with Silas is. I mean, I get it. It's like an economy to scale thing. I didn't say you didn't say they weren't cool. I just think anything Silas can get, like 10 for a dollar, or buy one, get one free, whatever. He just kind of gravitates towards
it. I do love BOGO.
That.
BOGO at Publix is my favorite.
Yeah, so when he goes to the midget farm, especially like this time of year when things are rough, man, I don't even want to know how many midgets he could pick up this time of year. Like, he could probably hit up North Georgia. There's probably some sideshow Walmart midget sales going on this weekend, you know, back of a truck in Walmart parking lot. Probably get you a handful of
gaggles.
You think
they do BOGO on, like, the twins or, like, the brother-sister?
But they never got the weird ones.
They always want to charge you more for the second one, so you got to break up the family. It's bullshit.
Got to get off that. More to life than midget gangs. Pat,
let me just have one.
Like these new. I just got these new Oreos with Pop Rocks in them.
No way.
There's new Oreos with Pop Rocks in them.
You fucking with me right now?
You know where I'm going after this podcast?
Nowhere, because everything's closed.
I'm calling Jedi.
You gonna have Jedi transport you to the future
out here? Because they're still open on the West Coast.
He's gonna transport through three time zones because that's how he rolls. So.
It's a lot of DMT.
DMT always forever. Pat, what's the future? Tell me a month from now what's going down in Vegas. Tell me how Vegas looks a month
from
now.
Pat's like, what the fuck did I sign up for? What's the future?
Man, I think that they got a you know, as soon as they can open things back up, they're gonna. But I think it's not gonna be a month yet. I think it's gonna be more like June 1st.
Wasn't it supposed to be Easter?
You know,
extensions on extensions. We got more extensions than never mind. Better not say that on.
I think it has to get bad before it gets good, right? And so it's going to be different places for different things. They're like New York's going through it right now, so they'll be back to it quicker than everybody else, right?
Yeah.
Well, that's kind of how I see it.
I got to get a hold of someone in New
Washington
York.
Washington State. How many cases are in Vegas?
That's a good question.
There's less than 100 in all of Nevada.
Oh, well, you guys are following the rules. I like that.
Man, I think they're purposely keeping the death tolls less than 1,900, and they're just rolling them to the next day.
Man,
because the last 3 days on my coronavirus worldometer tracker, mm-hmm. it's been 1,900 people, like 1960, 1999. It's like they don't want to put that 2,000 up there. Not that I'm pulling for 2,000. It sounds kind of morbid what I'm saying, but
don't do it.
All right,
well,
Pat.
I feel you like they might be pushing.
Pat.
All right.
Palm Singing yep. Studios, Studio of the Palms, Magical Engineer. Appreciate you coming on. We're going to have to get work on some music and trivia stuff. So, but we will talk to you soon. We want you to be safe out there.
We're going to get out to Vegas soon and come see you.
We love you guys. I love you, Vegas.
Yeah, for sure. Somebody told me today, too. I wanted to tell you that they had got a chaotic eyeball because all this, and it was really working for them. So shout out chaotic eyeball.
Well, that's fantastic for those guys. So, all right, Big Pat, I appreciate you, and we'll talk to you soon, big guy.
Rock on.
All right, man. Peace. Vegas. It's a thing. I love Vegas. I miss Vegas. Food.
So he works at the Palm Studio, the one actually in the Palms?
Absolutely goddamn lootly.
That's a baller job right there.
Bro, he's a baller guy. I think nothing but baller thoughts about him. I'm glad that we can have people like this in our galaxy that we get to interact with. So now we get to work on music trivia. Get excited about it.
Man, what up?
Yo, yo, yo.
What's going on?
What are you doing, big guy? What are you doing?
Shit, just fucking bullshitting, watching TV.
There you go. What are you watching? Is it something funny?
Nah.
Why
it's
not?
Like
watching documentary about Auschwitz or some bullshit?
Nah. I was just like bullshit, changing channels, watching different
You're
CNN.
Watching the history of the Mario Brothers series?
Nah, coronavirus, man. You know how it is.
Oh, shit. Corona all day. See town down.
Huh? Breaking news. There's more.
Drinking Corona while watching Corona, you know what I'm saying?
How's the executive studios in Tampa, Florida doing?
Doing pretty good, you know. People still want to get in the studio. Nobody cares about the coronavirus. They just want to go record music.
What can you tell me about the studio these days? You guys kicking ass?
Yeah, I think we did 7 sessions today.
Breaking all the social distancing rules. I like it so much.
Nah, we keep it under 10. Keep it under 10.
Breaking the rules. I like that. I'm a rule breaker myself.
Does that include all the interns and everybody?
Yeah. We limit the amount of people per session.
That sucks.
Yeah, no. Especially when they try to bring all their homeboys because, you know, they think it's the club. And since there is no club shut down, they try to.
Wait a minute.
Try to bring the whole game, man.
Wait a minute. That's not a club?
Nah, man. Studio's not a club.
That's the only reason I went. I thought it was a club. I thought it was like a low-key undercover place that you went. And
it's the cheapest VIP room in town if you get enough people in there.
Man, that's what I thought.
Bring your own bottle.
Yep.
So check it out. You know what we need you for? Your boy, Silas, we got music trivia coming up. So you know how it goes. We're going to play something.
And I don't know if he properly set you up for this, but, yeah, I don't know shit about the name of who sang the song or the song's name in most genres, so.
I'm not that great.
You definitely have your work cut out for you. Helping me out. I'm like, gonna sound like you're like a friend for mom in music.
All right. So
oh, he blacked out the screen, so I couldn't see the.
So the genre that we're gonna go with today is gonna be, let me think. Country western kind of stuff. So, are you familiar with any country western kind of stuff?
Hey, Seth is my lifeline.
Well.
Not really.
Not really, really.
Might know a couple people. Who knows? I might get lucky.
How is Seth doing with that new baby?
Seth, we're going to have Seth. Seth's actually going to come and help you. He was going to help you tonight, but yeah.
Change the diapers.
All right, let's go. Silas has to tell us the name of the artist and the name of the song. So. And if he can't get it, you step in there, James, to help him slay this dragon.
Waylon Jennings?
Call me darling.
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 You never even call me.
Do you know who this is, James?
I know who it is. It's what's his name? He's Monday Night Football.
he's Monday Night Football.
Damn it.
Waylon Jennings.
Waylon Jennings.
No, it's not. I already said that.
Did it say Waylon Jennings?
No, it's.
James is a
he's
award-winning mix engineer and tracking engineer, and
I literally sang this song in karaoke probably 60 times. Something Junior. It's fucking. Long as you will let me.
Oh, that is landing in the rain.
But you
don't have
to call
me
darling. I quit. Darling. I only have a certain amount of time.
James, what do you think? You got something for him?
I don't know who that is. It ain't Waylon Jennings.
What now? Talking the mic if you're trying to tell us something.
Oh, talking the mic.
this is his first time on the podcast.
I think it's like our eighth one. Still getting used to it.
Listen.
I know.
I'll hear David Allen call. Don't try to trick me. It's not David Allen Cole.
His final judgment day.
So Silas was trying to think of Hank Williams Jr.
Yes.
So he could get
Hank
that
Williams
point.
Jr.?
Yep.
Oh, damn.
Close. It was David Allen Coe. Good job on that.
I did call him a Bocephus.
Yeah, the answer is David Allen Coe. Anyway, it's You Never Even Call Me By My Name. Everybody knows that song. You haven't heard that song like a million times at a bar. You haven't been to a bar. Anyway.
Oh, sure, Hank Williams Jr. Karaoke all the time.
Yeah.
You said before, I know the song. I just don't know who sang it.
He doesn't know any of these things. That's the beauty of it. Because if he knew the name or he knew the song, he'd be able to give you these
really,
answers.
Really, I mean, I was doing other things. I wasn't really.
Or listening to music in life.
I wasn't really caring about knowing the artist and flexing. It sounds like a New York City
you know
pizza
what?
Argument.
Screw knowledge.
One of those songs that you hear while you're half drunk already.
I think that's the first time I heard that song sober. That's why
I know you guys got this one.
I
want to tell you a story about the house went blue.
Hold on.
Had to tell the landlady I done lost my job. She said that don't confront me. Long as I get my money next Friday. Now next Friday I come, I didn't get the rent. And out the door I went.
Uh,
And I give you guys the easiest songs ever. I said, let me slide. I have the rent for it tomorrow. The next I don't know. Still no?
Can you give me the name of the song?
I need the name of the song and the artist, sir.
Name of the song is Bow, Bow, Bow.
Bow, Bow, Bow. But for 5 years,
she was so nice. Isn't it like, hold on. It's that song about, it's like the title's like two drinks.
Close.
Urban and something, right? I said
no. Close.
Urban and whiskey. Urban and scotch or one scotch.
Yeah. Come on.
It's something like that, right?
Silas will get no point, but James is coming in for his own point.
I don't know. It's one scotch, one bourbon, scotch. Something like that. I don't know.
Who's the artist?
She said that don't confront me. As long as I get my money next Friday. Come on, man, I don't know.
Kid Rock? And out the door I went.
Pack up my things and I... So look, man. I wouldn't even know the artist's name, man. I don't even want to try to guess and get it wrong.
The Waylon Jennings? So what
you want? Waylon Jennings.
He's actually done that stuff before, Ray.
Whiskey.
Ain't like Willie Nelson or nothing.
No, it's not Willie Nelson.
It's one bourbon, one scotch, and one beer by George Thorogood.
Oh, I know it's like something with drinks.
It was right on the tip of my nothing.
Classic. All right, so here's the third and final song, and I know Silas is gonna get this one, so it's gonna be a little bit easier. I know that he was rocking and rolling at some point with this song somewhere. So
Kenny Rogers, Gambler.
God damn it, you're good. You're the best there ever was.
Did he?
Country Western?
No.
Kind of. It's got a twang to it. 2 a.m. It is gone.
Phil Collins?
No.
You know how many people are yelling at the podcast right now? Both of the listeners right now are yelling at us.
All three of those people are pissed.
All three of those people right now.
They're screaming at their Prius.
They can't believe I don't know this much music.
Check it out. There you go.
Called Twilight Zone. Is it the Eagles?
Whoa! Finally!
Shut up.
Don't tell me shut
the
up.
The Eagles?
I'm trying to help you here.
He just said the Eagles. No. He's doing that thing where he gives me like a false positive. Yeah.
When the bullet hits the bomb.
It's Poison?
No, man.
Sounds like a Poison song. Sounds like a Poison song. Who is it?
That was Twilight Zone is the name of the song, and the band is Golden Earring.
Oh, that was an easy one. Thanks for the layup.
Dude, that's an easy as hell song.
No.
Twilight Zone from Golden Earring? No. Get out of here, dude.
No.
All right, here.
It's not easy.
Nah, well.
Knowing the name of the band's not easy.
Don't be mad at me. I gave you the easy shit.
Yeah, because a lot of bands have had like one, there were just one-hit wonders. So many of them.
Well, James, listen, Executive Studios, Tampa Bay, we appreciate your time. I appreciate everything that you do.
You gave me a lot of confidence in your lack of getting the songs right.
Yeah.
It made me not feel so bad.
Yeah, man. And that's what we need sometimes. Just to
so thank you for that, James. I do appreciate it.
Nah, I'll see you man.
I'll see you in the group chat.
All right.
Another individual in the group chat. Anyway, America, on behalf of myself, James, Executive Studios, Tampa Bay, Florida.
And there. Silas Matthews, fuck Norris.
We love you. Go see us on Anchor, iTunes, Spotify, podcasts, all over. We appreciate you. Give us a way to show you some value, and we'll show you some love. So,
and write a review and be honest.
Yeah, tell us we suck because we suck titties. You have a great night, guys. We love you.
Goodbye.